It seems like almost yesterday that the first Lambert's Cafe opened in Sikeston, Missouri. Just a few weeks after the United States entered World War II, Earl and Agnes Lambert borrowed $1,500 for the purpose of starting a small neighborhood restaurant. Earl would later say that other than the loan, they had only 14 cents to their name. In a small building with 8 tables for customers, the first Lambert's restaurant opened on March 13, 1942. Due to the food rationing restrictions of World War II, there were times when the restaurant functioned without either meat or sugar. But always, always there was excellent coffee and Agnes Lambert's hot rolls. In 1976, Earl Lambert passed away, leaving Agnes as the sole owner. But their son Norman and his wife Patty entered a partnership with Agnes, and 5 years later, on April 10, 1981, a new and expanded restaurant opened at 2109 East Malone. Here their reputation was made. At this site, Norman Lambert had a larger facility for throwing his mother's rolls, and he began moving among the customers with extra servings of food, jokes, good humor, and an occasional magic trick. Old Norm greeted every customer with respect, especially those in wheelchairs. He always said that if you bring your own chair, you eat free. The remarkable success of the Home of Throne Rolls resulted in an even larger restaurant in 1988, a few blocks closer to Interstate 55. From its humble beginnings in Sikeston in 1942, the Home of Throne Rolls has grown into one of the most recognized names an American highway food experience. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.